After Namjoon left, you fell back into a deep sleep, more refreshing than the previous one. Again, your brain couldn't come up with any dreams that came even close to what you experienced these past few days. And when your eyes fluttered open a few hours later, you were thankful for it. The room was silent, but Yoongi was still sitting next to your bed. He rested on a chair that he seemed to have pulled close to be able to watch over you, arms crossed in front of his chest and apparently deep in thought. As soon as you took your first conscious breath and rolled onto your side, he looked up. "How do you feel?" was the first thing he asked with a voice that was as soft as cotton and almost melancholic. "Are you in pain anywhere?" You shook your head. "No," he croaked out. "I'm not hurting." Yet you couldn't deny that you didn't feel good. Even though you had been sleeping for so long, your muscles still protested any big movement and your body felt weak. You reached for the refilled glass of water and chugged it, all the while Yoongi was still watching you attentively. "I don't feel good," you complained after he had put the glass back to its original place. Voice a little less of a croak and more of a rough mumble now. "What happened?" Yoongi leaned forward a bit, resting his elbows on his thighs and rubbing his palms together as if he was trying to relieve some of the tension that was evident in his pose. "We're not sure," he replied. "It's nothing one of us did, if that's what you wanted to hear." He sounded honest and you immediately believed him. "Then what is it?" The devil slowly shook his head. "I'm assuming your body finally came to the realization that you're not meant to survive down here," he then gave in. "Your body is failing." He pulled in a sharp breath. "Failing," he repeated. "I'm dying?" Yoongi lowered his head even further, unable to look at you. "It seems so. Yes." Uncomfortable silence filled the room for a while you tried to come to terms with the fact that apparently you would still die, even if it wasn't the way you expected it to happen. "How long?" you finally managed to ask, and finally Yoongi shot you a small smile. "You still have some time taking in account the speed your health is deteriorating at." And B. He shortly hesitated but then continued firmly. "And we will do as much as we can to prolong that time." You snickered, even if it ended in a dry cough. "I'm sure not all of you were amused by this idea," you croaked, and Yoongi couldn't help a short grin. Even if your state seemed to worry him. "Well, no, but that doesn't matter." He went quiet. While you tried to calm your coughing, refilling your glass and adding a cup of herb tea without you having to say anything. While you slurped on the warm, sweet liquid which helped calm down the scratch in your throat, Yoongi sighed. "Namjoon wants to send you back," he murmured, and his hands crammed around each other. "He thinks it's best for you." You raised the cup towards him. "Sweeter?" you simply stated, and Yoongi's features softened, lips curling into a warm smile. "Of course, my lady," he whispered and snapped his fingers. The next sip he took was perfectly sweetened and you sighed contently. "So he wants me to go," you replied to the demon and he shrugged. It seemed as if he tried to act as unbothered as possible. "Kind of," you hummed. Feeling weirdly peaceful despite the devastating news you had just received. Somehow you had always anticipated this, one way or another, and it didn't really shock you. "How about the others?" Yoongi chuckled. Pretty much divided in their opinions and thoughts, some agreed with Namjoon and some don't. He paused shortly. "It's a difficult situation and a decision to make." You threw him a short glance, taking another sip from the tea. "How about you?" The devil smirked. "Curious little thing," he teased, but it didn't sound mean. "I don't know, to be honest," he frowned, serious again. I can understand both sides trying to save you or trying to save their sacrifice. It doesn't really matter in the situation or getting their rightful portion of the animal sacrifice. Neither of them is better or worse. He huffed. But we don't really have time to properly think about this and contemplate. You're getting weaker day every day. He looked at you and his glance pierced right through you, making you shiver with its intensity. We'll have to decide quickly. You nodded, still taking small sips from your hot cup, when Yoongi asked a question you hadn't even thought about. How about you? He looked up surprised. Me? He nodded. What do you think? What would you want to do? He probably expected you to fall into deep thought, but your reply was simple and quick. I don't know. Yoongi quirked an eyebrow in disbelief. Honestly? You shrugged. I don't know if I could live among humans normally again after all. This? All that happened? He sighed. But of course I miss my mom and nature and what it means to live in the human world. Still, if someone made me choose for real, it'd still be a tough decision to make. You threw him a short smile and returned to your tea, leaving the devil with an astonished expression on his face. You continue to surprise me, he finally mumbled before he got up. I'll have to attend some business. Rest. He hesitated before opening the door. If there is something wrong or you need anything, just say my name. His voice gave away a light smile. I'll hear. He hummed as a reply, watching as he left the room and carefully closed the door. As soon as he was gone, overwhelming tiredness washed over you and you only managed to put the empty cup into the night desk before you fell asleep again. Downstairs, Yoongi entered the kitchen. Six pairs of reddish eyes glanced at him, some determined and angry almost, some sad or tired. He closed the door and only then did Namjoon speak up, crossing his arms in front of his chest. How is she? Yoongi leaned against one of the counters and reached for the bottle of whiskey Taeyang was holding. The younger threw him a sharp glance, but he handed over the alcohol. Yoongi took a sip and sighed when he felt the whiskey sting in his stomach. Only then did he reply, handing the bottle back to Taeyang. She's exhausted. She fell asleep as soon as I left the room, and she was awake for barely half an hour. His posture was tense as he now lowered his glance. It's getting worse. To his another surprise, Jungkook now raised his voice. Jungkook, who normally stayed out of the things and avoided you since the incident with the shadows. What do we do? He sounded half desperate, half irritated. Yoongi was too tired to answer. Silence filled the room before Jin spoke up. His voice was way calmer than Jungkook's, successfully ripping the others out of their daze. Namjoon, we have to make a decision. Namjoon nodded, silently and seemingly lost in thoughts. For once, the usually quick-thinking leader seemed lost for words and the silence turned heavier the longer he stayed quiet, almost vibrating with the tension that was building within and between the seven devils that were scattered around the kitchen. Most of them had crossed their arms or seemed at least defensive, and they were all brooding over something. Only Jungkook's glance attentively flickered from demon to demon, seeming almost scared but at least anxious of the decision his elders would make. Finally, Namjoon sighed and his posture relaxed a tiny bit. We don't have a choice, he mumbled. Yoongi's expression hardened at his words, and Jin pulled in a sharp, almost inaudible breath. Jungkook's face twisted as if he was feeling a twinge of pain, but the other three, Hoseok, Taeyong, Jimin, didn't seem surprised. The leader turned towards Yoongi, who seemed the most agitated. I know you care about her, he said roughly. It's not like the others don't. Hoseok's reply was a slight nod, but she's dying and we can't do anything to help her. Yoongi's hands balled into fists, but he didn't utter an answer. The walls of the room were ever so slightly trembling with the intensity of his emotions as he slowly straightened his back and walked towards the door. With small steps that seemed almost too carefully controlled, as if he took all of his self-control not to blast the whole castle into ruins and take out his rage on every being around him. There was a cold glimmer in his eyes that made Namjoon and the others make way. A glimmer of pride, maybe even arrogance, and they all knew that was never a good sign. After Yoongi had left the room and quietly closed the door, Jimin breathed a small sigh of relief. "He's furious," he mumbled as quietly as possible, glance still resting on the door. They could all sense Yoongi was gone by now, but the knowledge that one of the strongest among them was in such an unstable condition was still rested heavily on their shoulders. "When should we do it?" It was Jin who asked, to the surprise of everyone else. Jungkook opened his mouth as if to interfere, but one very dark glance of the oldest prevented him from uttering any doubt. He closed his mouth, but the red in his eyes were flickering with emotion. "Soon," Jimin said. His voice didn't quite sound cheerful either, but he didn't show any signs of insecurity or doubt. "The more she deteriorates, the harder it will be to watch." "Let's just get it over with quickly," Taeyang added, sounding almost bored, and reached for the bottle of whiskey Yoongi had left behind on one of the countertops. He took a big swig. "We've been playing this game for long enough, it's time to stop." "Show a bit more care, Taeyang." Jin's voice was almost toneless, his eyes nearly black and showing just how difficult this was for him. "She's been good to us. I get that you're sloth, but one more careless comment and I will rip your damn heart out." Taeyang shot him a lazy grin. "I don't have a heart, neither do you." His expression turned more serious and almost dark. "Stop acting like you do." "That's enough." Namjoon's voice made everyone's head turn. The leader was towering in front of them and his expression didn't give away anything as usual. "It's been decided and we will follow through. But we will do it as we always have, properly, in order and without any torture." He shot Taeyang a short glance. "Jimin will be first." The latter just nodded shortly. "You're starting tonight. Don't mess it up." On the second floor, Yoongi was standing in front of Yudor, not a shred of his rage left within him, and listened to the words of the others. His jaw muscles were tightening when Namjoon ended the discussion in his usual cold and precise demeanor. But more than anything, his body was filled with lethargy. The demon knew he didn't have to knock. He was still fast asleep. And thus, he shut out the silent voices of the other devils and quietly opened the door. As he expected, he was still sleeping, and he slipped through the gap before closing the door just as carefully again. Nothing but your silent breathing was filling the room. When Yoongi came closer, his heart cramped up at the sight of your pale, gaunt face, and when he listened a bit closer, your breathing was more of a wheeze than anything else. Yoongi sat down next to your bed, leaned back into the chair and simply watched. It took more than an hour before you woke up again. The voices of the other demons had died down a while ago. Everyone was now attending to their own business and thoughts. As your eyes fluttered open, so did Yoongi's, and before you were even fully awake, he straightened his back and snipped his fingers for a cold glass of water and a cup of tea to appear or two on the nightstand. "Thank you," he croaked after he had grown aware of his presence. Every single of your muscle hurt when he reached for the cup and carefully pulled it towards you, but your arms were almost too weak to lift it to your lips. Dangerously close to spilling the hot liquid on yourself, you tried to take a sip, but Yoongi couldn't watch any longer. "Don't burn yourself," he quietly warned, kneeling down next to the bed and softly pulling the cup from your cold fingers. "Here, I'll help you." Patiently, as if he was feeding a little kid, he held the cup to your lips again and again, until you sighed and leaned back onto your pillows, already exhausted just from keeping your body upright. How are you feeling? Yoongi asked, after the cup had vanished into nothingness again, and he smiled weakly. I'm okay, he replied, but the expression on his face showed it very clearly that you knew you were lying. Did they decide yet? You continued to ask, and Yoongi's jaw muscles tightened, his glance stiffly focused on anything but your face. They did? He inquired further, and after a minute of no noticeable reaction, Yoongi nodded. So, he could hear in your voice that you already knew what was coming, and with the last push, he buried his emotions deep inside and tonelessly said, They decided to sacrifice your soul. Jimin's first, tonight. Silence filled the room for a while before he spoke up again. I'm not mad, Yoongi. It is what I'm here for. And I'm dying anyway. The demon growled lowly. How can you be okay with this? And so okay with this? He snapped, fury and pain swirling in his eyes as he towered in front of you. A coughing fit shook your body and it took a while for you to calm down again. But when you did, you gave him a tired smile. Do I have a choice?